Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
All right, Karen, give it to me.
All right, so you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
All right. This quote that I heard was, there is no uncertainty in the moment. Uncertainty only exists in the future.
All right, let's just take that in.
Want me to do it again?
I do. Go.
Uncertainty? There is no uncertainty in the moment. Uncertainty only exists in the future. How's that for a little mind-blowing quote to kick things off today?
I love it. You know, it's so true. And then the bigger question becomes, how much energy do we put in uncertainty all the time? And that just means we're future tripping, right? We're thinking, it's like a day tripper. It's a one-way ticket. Yeah.
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 Something about being really hard to find out. I don't know the words to that one, Jen. I can't help you.
But it is. It's the future tripping. So it's the uncertainty of what's going to happen. But like right now, in this moment, everything is 100% certain, right? So
Right now.
Mm-hmm. And so as we sit in these chairs, we are certain of where we are. We're certain of what we're talking about. We're certain about many different facts in life.
I'm pretty certain that this chair is going to hold me up for the next hour or so.
Exactly. So it's interesting. So when we think about the most available energy that we have is in the present moment.
Right now.
Right? Because if we're worried about the past or we are future tripping, then we are not right here, right now. And so often our mind will go to the past or go to the future. Now, the interesting thing is the past is completely certain as well. Like we're certain about what happened. We may have different stories about it. We may have different opinions about it, but there is a sense of the certainty, mm-hmm. right?
Totally.
Now, sometimes we think about our past and think, how is this going to affect my future, which creates a bunch of uncertainty.
Big time. And the big thing here, though, is when you let the past, which you might not have loved too much, create the future. And then it's just like you're setting yourself up for the same things to happen again.
Yeah.
So I think that one of the things here, Jen, is what it's almost, how do you embrace right now and be in that moment? And by being in the moment of right now, it's almost the, what do you want to do to embrace uncertainty? Because so many times, like, you know, we talked about the last time, there's so many times people just try to resist it. But what if we flipped it on its head and basically said, all right, what is it going to take to actually embrace uncertainty? And I think that a lot of that is about how do you, I don't know, when I think of, like, I love uncertainty, but so it's about how do you have courage? It's about how do you make uncertainty exciting? How do you make uncertainty an adventure or curiosity, like real, real curiosity, embracing uncertainty with a place of curiosity. And you know what too? Playfulness. And these kind of things I feel are going to help you with any kind of uncertainty. Because if you look at it from that perspective, it's just like, well, hell, sign me up. I'm ready for excitement and adventure and I could strap on my courage for that. So I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting because I'm sort of playing it in my head, right? So a lot of times the uncertainty cycle creates a cycle of what ifs. What if I don't get the gig? What if I don't get the job? What if I get sick? What if something happens to my parents? What if I'm allergic to shellfish, like whatever it is that people are concerned with. And so it's about how do we flip that, right? So pulling in these things you said, how do you embrace is through courage, adventure, curiosity, a sense of playfulness. So the moment you go to the what if, the negative, you flip it to what if this is the best thing ever? What if I create an amazing connection? What if I can go to a seafood buffet and eat the whole thing? I'm trying to tie the shellfish back. It's a stretch. But, or even flip it to, you know, I'm curious about, or if I was to approach this in an adventurous spirit, what might be different for me?
Yeah. And it makes me think of, you know, if to get more comfortable with it, maybe just ask yourself a couple questions, right? How is my need to know really affecting me? How is it affecting me in a positive way, or how is it affecting me in a negative way, right? Does it have me jumping out there in the adventure spot, or does it have me sitting on the sidelines going, I'm not playing? You know, asking yourself too, why do I really need to know what's kind of, you know, hiding around the corner? Like, what's that really give you? Like, why do you need to know that? And I think that another question that pops up for me is, how can not knowing work for me?
I love that. That's good. That's the power.
The power.
It is, because that's where you get, that's when you reclaim your life, right? Because to be able to be okay with uncertainty, there's just a peaceful, easy feeling that happens. I have song lyrics on the brain, but it's true, right? Because then we don't spend the energy what-ifing. We spend the current moment what-ising.
What-ising? How do you spell that, Jen?
I have no idea, but it's a deep thought. So do you happen to have that quote?
You want me to do the quote one more time?
One more time, I think would be good.
I think there is no uncertainty in the moment. Uncertainty only exists in the future.
Beautiful.
I think you put on a superpower pose and you just jump into it.
I love it.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.